Hey guys, welcome to this week's Your Questions Answered. I'm here with Pastor Steve, my usual guest. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, in the weeks leading up to Easter, we've been talking about some of the events that also lead up to Jesus' death and his resurrection. And this past week, we were talking about, you were talking about the triumphal procession of the entry Jesus did into Jerusalem, which brings some pretty fascinating things out. And in one of the things you brought up, you talked about how Jesus, you know, removes any barriers to religion. And he welcomes everybody in, including, as you quoted from Matthew 21, you recognize that he brings in the lame and the blind too. And I had someone write a question in, actually, I can announce her, it's my wife. She asked, I had a question about this. She said, you know, she also noticed that along with the lame and the blind, there's another group of people mentioned. Jesus called them out, the children.
Yeah.
The Pharisees actually were bothered by the children praising Jesus still in the temple.
Yeah.
So would you mind explaining just the significance of why Jesus called out the children, why the Pharisees were bothered by it, and what that means for us today?
Yeah, I can take a stab at it. I mean, since the scriptures don't say exactly what was going on,
right,
we can only surmise. But, you know, picture the scene. There's Jesus. The whole city comes out to greet him. The Pharisees and all those who had positions to hold on to were very troubled by that because they didn't believe he was Messiah. But it sure seemed like all Israel did.
Right.
So they had quite a conundrum on their hands because now they have the people who are, you know, in mass going out and declaring him the son of David. That everybody knew what that meant. So it came into the city. Jesus makes his way to the temple, turns over the money changers' tables and all that. It always amazed me in this passage how when the Pharisees, it says that they were indignant because of the things Jesus was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. It didn't seem to bother them that Jesus turned over the money changers' tables. They didn't get out on him about that. But when they saw, it says, the wonderful things that he was doing, healing the blind and the lame and all those that came to him. And when they saw the children who were still crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became indignant. And I've wondered if when the adults who probably followed Jesus into the city to see what's he going to do, and all the more probably as they saw him make his way to the temple, wow, is Messiah about to take his throne? Is this it? This is the moment that we've been waiting for, where the priest and the king will come together. And so they're all watching. Then they probably, as I see it, they saw the Pharisees and Sadducees and chief priests scowling, looking down at Jesus from there, you know, up on top of the stairs there at the temple. And everybody feared them. They knew they have the power of life and death. They have the power to excommunicate you. And they threatened to do so if he followed Jesus already. And I wonder if it was just that the kids just, you know how when you get kids wound up, they just don't know when to stop. And I think the kids just didn't know when to stop. They were still shouting. They were imitating what they had just seen their parents do. And now they were just continuing on. And the Pharisees were maybe thinking, well, we got the rest of the crowd quieted down, but we can't control these kids.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this would have been an open challenge to Jesus that they were making, because if the kids are crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, that would make Jesus have to say, yes, that is I am Messiah. I am the Son of God. All the prophecies are fulfilled in me. And now is a public challenge to Jesus. Are you going to make them stop, or do you agree with what they're saying right now?
Yeah.
So that would have been the beginning of a week's worth of challenges and testing as they did for the rest of the week there. But the children, I think, I love this scene in the scriptures because this is one of the reasons why Jesus told his disciples, unless you're converted and become like little children, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. Because when a child gets it, it's in this beautiful simplicity. Like to the children in this account, why would they think, just because they're mad about it, now my parents are going to stop what they're doing. It's not even, it's such a foreign concept, the fear of man or the, you know, the fear of whatever. They just don't understand why, if this was awesome 5 minutes ago, why is it not awesome now?
Right.
And so they completely innocently just kept on doing it. And I think that kind of heart is exactly what Jesus meant when he said, I want you to be like the little children. Easy to teach, humble. And once you grab hold of something, you're going to hold on to it and run with it and be excited about it. And the jubilee of kids, I mean, the simplicity of the way they jump up and down with excitement and catch on to things, I think is really demonstrated here. It was the Pharisees, actually, who were the ones who called out the children specifically.
Yeah.
And it bothered them. Probably also within the temple courts. That's holy ground. You don't make noise in here. Of course, Jesus had just started a riot, turning over tables, so I don't know where they were going with that. But that's what I see
in that
account.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it fascinating that Jesus was all about welcoming in people that were previously, you know, outcasts. You mentioned on Sunday that it was really not a direct law, Levitical law, that the Pharisees, Sadducees had extended the law and made it more of a thing. And so I love the fact that he's also welcoming in kids and acknowledging their praise too.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. In fact, there are five different Greek words used in the New Testament to describe children, and one of them is the same word as slave. And that was a mindset toward children. It's why the disciples themselves, even, you know, when the little children wanted to get close to Jesus and they tried to push them away and just said, no, let the children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was breaking down every, not only religious barrier, but the cultural religious barriers that would have kept anybody. Because, you know, in the last days, Joel prophesied, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. His sons and daughters will prophesy. So children are now going to be invited into the kingdom, that there's no, as we say here, no junior Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's not going to be you got to wait till an age of understanding.
Yeah.
In fact, it's when we come to the age of understanding that it gets more difficult, because now our brain gets in the way of our faith too much. And that's why children are just so precious like that. And yeah, he was for sure, Jesus had already opened, well, I would say he already kicked in that door that would prevent children from entering the kingdom. And here it's in full display on that day of the triumphal entry.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome. Oh, that was a short question for us this week.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
All right, so everybody's down with, let's just crucify that religious spirit once and
absolutely,
for all.
Absolutely, and welcome the kids in too. I mean, I love that about our church. We do welcome kids into the worship service, welcome kids and the joy that they express. That's something that's really awesome to see. Amen. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's go for it. Thanks, guys, for watching. We appreciate you. We're here to answer questions. So, like, this one was a quick one today, but we love your questions. Invite you to ask them. You can do it via a bunch of different ways. Facebook. You can send a question to the church email address. You can write. Somebody could write a letter if they wanted to.
That would be, I haven't had an old school letter in a long time.
So you could write a letter. In fact, if you are watching this, write a letter in. We'd love to see that, actually. So
hey, we could throw a quick commercial in before
sure,
we go,
let's
right?
Sure, let's do it, yeah.
Tomorrow night, so today's Wednesday, we're recording this. Thursday night at Calvary Wesleyan Church, we're going to have a Last Supper encounter, we're calling it. So we'll go through what the disciples would have experienced on the night in which he was betrayed, and then walk through our own version of the... The tradition's called the Stations of the Cross, but we've kind of rewritten it. And you'll journey with Jesus to the cross and all that. It's a really good way as a family to make sure that this weekend, what we call Holy Week, and this weekend is as special as Christmas. We do make a lot of big deal about Christmas. And
yeah, we do.
I think rightly so. The Incarnation is worth celebrating. But to celebrate the purpose of the Incarnation is even better. So 6 o'clock at Calvary Wesleyan, you should join us.
All right, I'll post in a link to the address so you can look it up. Yeah, and anyone's welcome to come.
Anyone.
You don't have to attend Hillside or Calvary to to attend. All right,
yeah,
we'll do it. So still write a letter if you have a question, but show up on Thursday to Calvary Wesleyan for an awesome experience at 6 p.m. Love you guys, and we'll talk with you soon. Hope to see you there. Take care.